We'll tap into the June 17 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with this week's Rain Report. It could be argued that Tapper is the hotbed for burgeoning technology in the U.S. Amateur Service. Its president, Steve Bible, N7HPR, spoke during the Tapper Forum at the 2011 Dayton Hamvention last month.
I thought I'd put up here the Tapper mission statement and explain what Tapper does. Tapper's a community that provides leadership and resources to radio amateurs for the purpose of advancing the radio art. And this is how and what we exist, and we really enjoy trying to be on that bleeding edge. And there's one thing about being on that bleeding edge, you know, every once in a while you'll get cut and bleed, but that's what we enjoy. We've got all these razor cuts on our fingers, so if you just take a look at it, most of us, and if you want some too, we'll certainly share. So we like to try to be on that bleeding edge, so it doesn't necessarily appeal to everybody, but if it appeals to you, hopefully the Tapper community is the one that you can work in. Tapper is run by 9 board of directors. Tapper would like to be that community that looks forward and figures out what that future of amateur radio is and work toward that. So we're really going to be stressing that message in the days going forward of tell us what you think the future of amateur radio looks like and look out 5, 10 years and give us what you think your vision is of what ham radio looks like, and then what we want to do is work on getting there. One way to do that is to think back and look how far amateur radio's been. If you can remember back 5, 10, 15 years ago and what we were doing then, and trying to say, if I were to be 10 years ago and look forward 10 years, would I have predicted what would have happened? And most time, the answer to that's no. There's a saying that the past is not a prediction of the future. Whatever the future is whatever you want to dream it to be and make it happen. So what is Tapper doing? HPSDR is probably one of the more flagship projects that Tapper's been doing for the past 3-4 years. It's been a very exciting project in that it's really one of those bleeding edges radios. It's where a bunch of geeks get together and they find out what's the most powerful analog to digital converter, the most powerful digital to analog converter they can find, and say, what can I do with this? And create these boards that are in a modular format that can be plugged into an Atlas plane, it's called, and experiment with it. And it's coming where this radio is being an incredibly exciting and very high-performance radio, and that's not just from the geeks. That's from the people who are actually using it and finding that this is really the radio, and it's become their primary radio of choice. I don't have to sell that. You can just go on the HPSDR forum and see all the people who are using it and give their testimonies of how it's working. The nice thing about it being modular is that if something better comes along, then that card can be redesigned, pull the old card, plug the new card in its place. The other with being modular is if a new idea or a new feature or a new capability, then that can be designed and then plugged into the plane. So the whole modular concept is very valuable in the experimentation here. Other things that Tapper's working on is timing products. There's a group called Time Nuts. And their goal in life is to basically measure things as accurately as possible. So the TAD2 Mini here is an up-and-coming project where you feed a signal in 10 megahertz, and then you get a very precise 1 pulse per second out of it, or whatever you want to program it as. So whatever you need in your workbench, your laboratory, then this can be a very flexible tool. Notice it has the 2 BNC connectors on it. The idea is that it just goes in line with your cabling on your bench or insert it into your laboratory equipment. What's very exciting about timing products is creating low-cost laboratory-grade projects such as this and the other timing projects like the TAD1. Tapper also funds funds research. So Tapper has basically helped out groups of people who have come to us with an idea, with a proposal, a project plan, and said, all right, here's what we need. Here's the parts that we need. Here's the circuit boards we need. Here's how much it's going to cost. And the board of directors will then discuss it and vote to fund that project. So these are just a couple of projects that have been funded by Tapper, helping them move along. And we'll also consider any other projects that people need, whether it be a grant, that it'll be able to help you move that project along. We don't want money to be encumbrance to your ideas. So what does Tapper want out of that? Well, if Tapper funds your project, the only answer to that question is what does the Tapper membership want out of it? So it's not what the board of directors wants you to make out of that project. It's what the constituency, what does the Tapper membership want out of that? It may be as simple as an article in a magazine or turn it into a kit. You decide what the output is, but the output that we desire is something for the community. So in funding a project and answering the question, what's in it for the membership, that's a question to be answered. Another flagship event is where Tapper, along with the ARRL, work to put on the Digital Communications Conference each year in September. And this has been an incredible conference. It's a technical conference. It's not a ham fest. The idea is that we put out a call for papers. People write up their projects, send in their papers, gets published into a proceedings, and then the speakers come and present their papers, which is to say they present their projects. So the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, are basically sitting and listening to the people give their presentations about their projects. And then we also give some time for people to go into what we call the demo room. We encourage people to bring their projects. And even if you don't write a paper, bring your projects. Set them up in the demo room. Show them off. And the demo room is proven to be incredibly popular. So we set aside time where there's no talks, and then invite everybody to go to the demo room. Probably what's more fantastic about the DCC is a lot of the conversations that go on in the hallway. So we try to select a hotel which is very accommodating, where people can gather and socialize. So as much as it is a technical event, it's also a very big social event where, again, a bunch of geeks get together, exchange ideas, and a lot of new ideas blossom there, and we see them again the following year at the DCC in the terms of a project and a paper that's being presented. So if you really want to be stimulated with a lot of technical bravado, this is the place to be. It'll be September 16th through 18th in Baltimore, Maryland. This is the time to start planning for it. Make your hotel reservations, your travel reservations. If you've got a project, the deadline for papers is the end of July. So if you've got a project, highly encourage you to write it up. You do not have to be present at the DCC in order to submit a paper and get it published in the proceedings. Tapper also maintains a website. I'd like to remind you about that. Very simple URL here to remember, tapper.org. And just come over and browse it. There's a lot of resources that are there.
Steve Bible, N7HPR, president of the Tapper Corporation, excerpted from his 2011 Dayton Hamvention Tapper presentation. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2011. RAIN. All rights reserved. Now for everyone connected with RAIN, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com.